What are we drinking to?
To a father who realizes his child will never compare to the one he lost. And to a son who knows he'll never measure up, no matter how hard he tries.
It's practically Shakespearean.
As long as there's this wedge between the two of them, their relationship is doomed. Daniel's time at the magazine and ultimately the company will be limited.
Well, perhaps it's time I drive that wedge a little deeper. What would Daniel think if he were tipped off as to what his dear old father were capable of?
Hey, what if we shrink the magazine down so women can fit in their purses easier?
See, now Alex would have made that.
He should be the one here doing this, not me. Because my father would be happier.
If your father didn't think you could do this job, then why would he give it to you?
Is this Kung Pao chicken or orange beef?
Well, after 5 hours, Daniel, I don't really think it matters.
You know what next Saturday is? The Harvard-Yale game, biggest college football game of the year.
You want me to try and get you tickets?
Every year since we were kids, my father would take Alex to that game. It was their thing. He never once invited me. You know, I actually thought after Alex died, he was going to ask me to go, but it's okay. I'm used to it. Every parent has a favorite, right?
But, you know, my dad doesn't.
Sure he does. I mean, they all do. Sometimes it's something small, but you can see it, you know. They smile a little brighter when one of you walks in the room. Laugh a little louder when one of you tells a joke.